Recording.
We are now live. Welcome back, everyone. It's
Hiya.
Sunday. Jamie's back in the house this week, so I'm very excited to have him. We got some a little bit of controversy, a little bit of deflation, and me maybe saying goodbye to the industry. So let's do
Where are
it.
we starting? Where are we
Where
starting? I heard an
are
echo
we?
then. Where's that echo coming from? Is that me?
No, that
Oh, no,
was
it's not
me
there.
being unprofessional today.
Thanks to everyone for standing in for me anyway. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because you constantly let me down.
It's because I have to take the work when it's there, mate. I'm working now. As you can see, this isn't my
I don't
normal
want to hear it,
studio.
mate. It's not good enough. I'm sick to death of it.
Well, see you later then. I've
Bye.
got to work, mate. I've got to tell my little girl I'm paying Santa. I've got to pay Santa. That's why I'm here.
It is murder. It is hard. Like,
Take it when you can, don't you, at the minute? You
yeah.
don't ever know what's going around the corner. As some
Right,
people, I'm
I
sure, will tell us in the chat.
finally got the everything working now, so I can concentrate on the conversation. Before we get started tonight, let's do our sponsors. I'll let you go first today.
Well, I wish you hadn't done that because I'm desperately trying to find the graphics, which I'm desperately trying to run from my cabin. So I've got the pod one ready next. So tush it, you're on.
So, Verso, number one electrical fuse board manufacturers. I love Verso. I love Verso because it's designed for the spark. I've bought fully into it, and that's why I created a online shop, the electrician's pod.shop, and it sells exclusively at the moment Verso stuff, because I loved it so much I wanted to be a part of their journey. So it is just incredible stuff. Go and check it out. Go and have a look at an electrician's pod.shop. Have a look, maybe order some and see what it's like. And if you hit me up, I might even give you free delivery.
And I'm still waiting for the Woodstock Fuse Board for you, so I'm really excited.
Yeah.
If you need to do any power quality monitoring, which I do, whether that be energy or analysis, then shame on you or the go-to people. I've been using loads of their stuff. They've lent me a really good voltage analyzer. They've lent me a really high quality, very expensive voltage analyzer a couple of weeks ago. And do you know what I've done with it so far?
Go on.
Nothing, because I've been too busy working. So apologies for everyone I knew, but I will be putting that much on soon. It's really good. I've actually brought it here to have a play around with it at the time. But yeah, if you want to measure anything electrical, like what's it called? The one that begins with V? Volts. What's the other one? Amps. They're the people to speak to. They've got an extensive range of power quality analyzers, power quality, power energy loggers, and power analyzers. You're best speaking to them, telling them what you want, and they will tell you how they
Very
deliver it.
approachable guys, very knowledgeable, and really
Yeah.
love to be helpful. Like they're trying to base everything they do around helping electricians understand more about power quality.
And
So,
as I said specifically, they have assured me you'll get the same level of support that I get, and I get loads of support. So if you're going to use anyone, use them.
David Savory also says Verso launching their own podcast, so we won't have to put up with this shit anymore. Thanks, mate.
I hope it's something like R7 so I can have a lie in.
Listen, they can have it. I'm done. But listen, Jamie, what has been up
Yes.
with you this week? Because I know you've got something to tell us.
I'm a bit disappointed, first of all, that you didn't say you put my news VT up before I put my news VT up. But anyway, because I'm in this luxury cabin, I'm actually working away at the minute. So I'm in like a porter cabin, a bedroom thing on site. So forgive me for looking at the computer all the time. I'll put the news up. This week, you may have seen this on my socials, yeah, because I like to share with the sparkers that are doing stuff. Someone threatened to sue me.
Why is this news one pickup? It's driving me mad.
Why does it say news one pick? Because I haven't put the news thing there, but I'm trying to keep us on track with the running order. I'll put the news VT back up. Yeah, someone tried to sue me, which was, I mean, it's not
Well,
the first time, is it?
relax. No one tried to sue you. They said
Well,
they
they said
was going
this.
to sue you if you didn't take down a post where you was criticizing a specific not
Nothing.
corporate.
Criticizing nothing.
No, you was criticizing out like an outdoor EV fuse board that wasn't from BG.
Well, it wasn't BG, so let's get that straight. Yeah, it wasn't BG. Other brands of outdoor fuse board are available.
Which
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, sorry, apologies. Other brands of allegedly outdoor fuse boards are available. Yeah. We're not going to name the manufacturer because we just give them advertising that we don't want to do because if you want that kind of shit, you've got to pay us. But yeah, they started off, as you know, I've been quite vocal about putting switchgear outside. Yeah. Don't matter who makes it. Don't matter who it's made by. I don't care if it's made for a ship. Yeah. Domestic dwellings don't need fuse boards strapping to the outside of them. End of story. And if I see any of it, I'm gonna keep grinding my axe about it.
So leave you, actually mo- you wasn't moaning about the enclosure. You just moaning. No, I was moaning.
I'm just moaning that this box has been undone and water poured out of it. So Lean From Artisan put a video up of him undoing this an enclosure. Could have been any manufacturer, and water coming out. Now that possibly could be due to maybe put. It could be a poor outdoor fuse board. Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's an option. Or it could have been drilled badly top end track.
Some issues here.
What?
Our live stream stopped.
It says live on YouTube.
Oh, no.
You're off air. We look like we're back now, though.
Are we back now? I think we're back. Yeah, we look like we're back now.
The recording will get it, if you don't understand. So Lee put this video up of him opening the enclosure. It could have been the enclosure was bad, the enclosure was closed incorrectly, or because the top was drilled. Right, so I'm not, but I said basically my general consensus of it was, I think his was as well, is putting this stuff outside eventually results in this action, the liquid getting in it. Yeah, and I said, I agree with you, mate. Can I use that video? Said, yeah, ask permission. You know what I mean? That's the cool thing to do. And I just took a screen pick grab of it and I put it on my LinkedIn. And a couple of days later, it gets a few requests off people, nothing exciting. And then one of the agents for this manufacturer says, if you don't take that down, we're going to cease and desist you. And I'm like, brilliant. I love carnage. So
I think it's still stopped, mate.
Well, the live stream left to go, though, so the recording's still good, isn't it?
I don't know what's going on.
The recording's still good, so we'll keep pushing through, yeah? So he said he'd sue me, and I was like, brilliant. I love carnage. So I immediately posted the message he sent me onto my LinkedIn and my profile and all the socials and that. And I said, I'm on the biggest podcast with you on a Sunday. And do you want to come on there and talk about it? And I got an apology 2 hours later.
Yeah, listen, we've got an issue here. I'm just going to have to do some technical shit for a minute.
But yeah, the problem is, as I said, and the main point is, social media is a double-edged sword, a real double-edged sword. So you can't, at one hand, enjoy people advertising your products free by going, oh, this mug's great. I really enjoy using this mug. It's a fantastic mug. That they're just saying because that's what they believe. And then on the flip of it, someone going, oh, this mug leaks all the time. It's a bit shit. And wondering what's going off. What is going off? Where has Sam gone? Now what do I do? Hi, I'm on my own. Hello, Sam. We're back now, apparently. Sam's left. Obviously, with this being me on my own, I have no idea what to do now. I don't know whether he's gone outside to tweak his aerial, or if there's a pigeon on his roof or something, or if this... Well, I don't know. Where's he gone? The recording, this is going to be great. Here he is, back. He's back.
Well, What's going on? We're going to have to stop and go again.
It's stable at present. It's good.
Oh, it is, yeah?
It's good.
Right, bear with me.
So, yeah. You can't have live TV and not have problems. That's the problem.
I don't understand what's going on here.
People say it's been fine for the last minute. Some people say it's not a problem at all. So I just had to roll it because it is a recording as well, isn't it? It's just Sabo with his crap internet because he's upstairs. His other computer upstairs is downloading loads of, you know.
Well, no, what it is, mate, we are connected. Keep going, okay, at present. Don't think we're connected properly because I changed my router this week.
Oh, no, mate. You're not still nicking next door's Wi-Fi, are you?
No, we got a new router and I think that's what's going on. So this is absolutely tanked our podcast. Sorry about
the recording.
This,
the recording's there. People love this carnage. People don't watch us for a polished show. People
this
watch
is what
us.
I mean, I can't win
all this
week.
Carnage.
Bad enough.
Come on, then. Come on. Tell us about your week. Let's get it on recording. Don't worry about the live. Let's hear what you've got to say about why the electrical trade sucks balls, which I think is what
I've
the thumbnail will say.
I've had enough.
Why?
Mate. Now, I'm not blaming the electrical industry entirely. I'm blaming myself more than anything. And I'm absolutely sick of it. I'm sick to death of everything to do with it. I'm sick to death of the grind. I'm sick to death of trying so hard and getting nowhere. I am so sick to death of it. And this isn't a woe is me tale. This is me just getting to a point. And the whole thing about this podcast, since it started, I've always tried to be very honest about who I am, my journey, and just be honest. And it, like, put myself out there because people who listen to this are real sparkies. And
they better be, because no one who worked would listen to this shit on Monday morning.
So they're real sparkies, and they've probably been in the same sort of situations I've been in, where it's something's been triggering them, and life's not been, well, life's not always flowers, is it? So
no,
I go to a job, this job I had last week, and it's insanity, mate. It's insanity. So I get there, it's a for a shit company called CWP. They can suck.
Allegedly.
No, they can suck a dick. So, mate, I go there and there's no drawings. There's a drawing of a rough drawing, but there's no drawings. There's no electrical foreman. There's no one who knows what the installation's going to look like, what any of the components are. They know there's a couple of fridges going here, some bits going here, and this is what we usually do. But I don't know what they usually do. Do you know what I mean?
What they usually do. Get in the sea, mate. What you usually do is...
Yeah, and so I said, well, we're going to need a couple more blokes in because I won't be able to do all this. Oh, why is that? We usually only use one electrician. I was like, you got 4 weeks to rewire this shop. Like,
how big is this shop? How many square foot is this shop? We're talking about
it's quite big enough, like the size of any Poundland, really. Big enough. Front and back of house as well.
No one's wiring a whole one of them on their own, are they? Fact.
Maybe they can. Maybe they can over 4 weeks. I don't know. I'm not prepared to work that hard. Do you know what I mean? I will work hard, but there is an upper limit of working for £25 an hour. There's an upper limit of that, isn't there? Like, yeah, I'm not going to work. So. Like, if you... Listen, I took the deal to be just a bodding electrician. It was a gap filler for me. So I get there now, and they got no ladders. They got no temporary lighting. So I go home. I grab some ladders so as we can get moving. I grab some temporary lighting, sling that up, and one of my transformers so we can get some temporary lighting going. Then I sit down with a plan, and I'm going through it. Little mug comes up to me and goes, oh, mate, you can't be sitting down. I was like, what? I was like, I've got to work out what we're doing here. So that's the first load of nonsense. I go around, I start taking things out. And they got an electrician's mate who's been there, who's been in the game 9 months. Never done anything commercial, just been doing house bashing on new builds. So he's not really even understanding what it is to be an electrician. He's just been doing boxing in for 9 months. So... You know, he's a nice enough lad, good lad, from local, from around here. Made him go out and get a pen test immediately. Because when you are working in shop fitting, as we all know, it's not necessarily... A pen tester isn't the best way of checking if a cable's live. But
it gives you a quick...
It gives you half a chance. Because I can say, right, I've turned off that circuit. And you know, shop fitting is just one layer after another layer. There's no way of guaranteeing that you're not going to make a mistake and cut through the wrong cable. So when shop fitting and working in hospitals, when you've got loads of different connections running over each other, loads of different cables running over each other, you've got to be double careful. And that's why I use a pen in that situation. Anyway, and so the boss turns up 2 days later. Of the whole company, stressed out his mind, comes in and goes, oh, have you got this? Yeah, it's fine. I've got this, mate. Don't worry. He goes, oh, that's great. I'll run you through. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So they start getting stuff in now. So all the temporary lights, ladders and all that. And it's just... I start doing the work. And they said to me, right, I need you to get me... four electricians. I was like, don't think we need four more electricians. We've got 4 weeks. I'll get in another three electricians, two for the front of the house, and me and Isaac for the back of house. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. And I thought that's quite a fair split because there's 250 lights going in the front of the house. So that's a long time of second fixing and wiring and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of messing about. It's never straightforward.
There's a lot of work in a shop, isn't there?
Yeah, it's there is. And you can't just do it with a couple of you. So I call up two old boys that I know, right? Top sparks. That if you leave to get on with something, like putting in 250 lights, they will get... And you say, I need this done in 2 weeks. They'll tell you to kiss their ass, but it'll be done in 2 weeks and it'll be done right and it'll be done properly, right? That is worth its weight in gold. So I phone the two old boys up. They come down. Another geezer contacts me, and he comes down. But he's murder. He's such a handful to deal with. And when you're just like, listen, keep your head down. We'll have this job wrapped up, and it'll be a nice little move for all of us. It started creating a load of issues. And that's another thing about the electrical industry is that fucking electricians are morons, most of them. Like, they just want, like, well, commercial electricians. A lot of them are morons.
Electricians. There's a lot
like, they just want everything and to give nothing. And I have a very different mentality. If I go into a job, I'm constantly fighting uphill because so many agency electricians or subby electricians have a bad name because so many just turn up to do the bare minimum. I don't. I turn up. I bring temporary light and I bring two sets of steps. Do you know what I mean? The whole lot. It's no problem. I've got that.
You shouldn't have to be though, should you? That's the thing.
No, you shouldn't. But I'm there to get a job done. If I've committed to it, doesn't matter how much I'm getting paid, I'm going to do the job. But I'm also not going to work like a lunatic, like I'm on a price for a set money. The scales have to be balanced. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's got to be a fair deal all round. I'm not having my pants pulled down. Anyway, so he's doing all this nonsense, getting it all sweet, and they've got this geezer, and he's like, he's never worked in construction before. He doesn't know anything about it.
Is he a manager by any chance?
Yeah, well, he is a friend of the MD who used to live down the road from him. And the MD picked up so much work doing these poundlands. This guy, Stuart, was he's like a millionaire. So he had a very successful company before doing something completely not related to the industry or construction at all. And he just would come down and he was like Caligula. Do you know who Caligula was? He was a Roman emperor nuts. He was nuts.
Right.
And it was like working in the fall of Rome. Like he would come in and he would look at someone and he'd go out and he'd be like, and then they'd get a phone call from the agency. You've been pumped.
Oh, and one of them twats. And now,
here's the thing. I've got my network of electricians. I've got my network of local electricians who do domestic, and I've got an extensive network of Kent electricians. Okay,
so
so these people come to this job off of my recommendation and my name, and he's going around sacking them like they're no one. Before this, the MD's come up to me and said, "I need you to run it. I'm going to have you got your triple STS?" I was like, "No, I haven't got it yet. My last time I had it, it's run out now." He goes, "Right, yeah, I'll pay for that. I'll get the agency to find your course." They couldn't find a course that was quick enough. So this guy come down to run the job who's never done anything. And he was just like pumping these people who have come down because it's me who's asked them to come down. And they're like, "What's going on?"
Is it like the sniper in
Schindler's List?
He gets up there and just pops someone off for the crack.
No, it's more crazy because it was ego over anything else. And I'm like,
well, like I've got the power to get rid of for one.
Yeah, it was nuts.
See, back in the day, I'd have put a length of conduit through his car windows if he'd done that to me.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I've done all that, and I've done it recently.
Yeah, we're a bit older.
You don't feel good walking away from it. You don't feel good.
Carnage.
There is no win to these situations. Either you are you capitulate to what they want you to do, and you be an ass-kissing loser, or you get pumped. Anyway, so we're doing this, and the next week I go back. Oh no, I got pumped on the Friday as well. I got pumped on the Friday because I was on the phone to the agency arranging more labour, and he went, "Oh, well, you're on the phone too much, Sam." I was like, "I'm on the phone to the agency to get more labour down here because you've just
noticed my guys." I've noticed, to be honest, in the past couple of years, that my mobile phone is a good business tool. You know what I mean? I use it all the time.
Yeah, I was stripping out light
fittings. Doing their business.
Stripping out light fittings whilst on the phone doing business.
What
are we doing? For them. But it's on. No, he said, "You need to do that in your lunch break." I was like, "You're out of your mind. What are you talking about?" He goes, "Right, Sam, I think we'll call it there." I was like, "Okay, sweet."
So well, I'll get outside and get a call from the MD. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I'm like, mate, this is wild now. This is wild. Anyway, they start a new person on the Monday. They start this new site manager on a Monday. He lasted 2 days before he quit. Now they come. Oh, and during his little 2 days, I was out the window. Oh, no, we don't need you to run it anymore. Just go back to being an electrician. All right, whatever. Like, I simply didn't care that much. I was just doing a favor, really. And then that week, he quit because it was mental. Now, oh, Sam, now, just wanted to talk to you about running the job again. I was like, let me think about it. I just wanted to get on with my day's work. It's been so up and down. And in the end, it got to Thursday, and the skeezer come in, another site manager. He come in and he goes to me, "Where's your hat?" It's a Poundland, right? It's the most unhealth and safety site. He goes, "Where's your hat?"
Allegedly.
26 year old. "Where's your hat?" "Oh, it's over there, mate." Well, hold on. "Why'd you take it off?" I was like, "The fuck are you questioning?" And he's like, "Well, you ain't got your hat on. I need you to have your hat on." I was like, "There's asbestos in that fuse board. Go and worry about that before my hat." Anyway, about 2 hours later, I was just like, "I'm going." I just picked up my tools and I went home. And I got home and I was done. Because last time this, and then I sort of get home and I think, is this my fault? Am I too prickly? I don't go there with an ego, but I do expect to be treated right. And maybe that's my own foolishness. So I go into these depressions now where I'm constantly questioning myself and my, I don't know, whether or not I'm suitable to be successful in anything I do. Really fucking knocks the piss out of me. And I get home and then I look at the shop. That's gone downhill. The last month has been abysmal for the shop because we can't get stock and there's a load of other things. And I'm literally giving away vouchers just to get traffic going through the shop, and I'm trying to make that a success. And then I look at the podcast, and yeah, we're getting some traction now. We're starting to move along nicely, but it's been 4 years and I ain't even got a fucking 5,000 followers on it. Do you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, like, what am I doing with my life?
You never got it while I'm on it yet.
I can't actually make anything work, and it all comes from these mad jobs that I go to and I'm completely pissed off with. On the flip side, right, I had three weeks of not much work on the domestic side. So I'm still really trying to do the domestic side more than ever now. And then last week, I had four or five phone calls. And I'm now booked up for next week. Lots of good jobs for next week. Fuse board change, some kitchen stuff, load of light fittings. All that nice stuff that you go around, have lovely chat, cup of tea, do the light fittings, do the fuse board. Lovely work. And I'm not going to have any issues. So this time next week, I could be perfectly happy. But as it stands, there's so many questions that need answering about if this is the right fit for me. Because I am fucking sick.
You sound like a fucking right miserable bastard, man. You've been banging on for 24 minutes about that. The problem is, I think every Sparky, every truth person, to be fair, has times like this, don't they? Like, but the unfortunate, this is the result. I know it sounds like a broken record, yeah? This is the result, because all things that start off have to come around, yeah? This is the result of the electrical trade opening the gates and letting a load of mongs in for Part P. And now, the mongs are slowly seeped through the industry, and now they're becoming managers and company owners of electrical companies that don't actually know what they're doing.
It's not just that, but I think it's endemic across the construction industry. The whole industry
shagged, like proper. Maybe it's, I always say it's regional, yeah? Maybe around where you live, there's no one who will appreciate your work. But where I live, don't get me wrong, I have days like that. I've been chucked off sites. But if you're good Sparky, I think you can climb the rate. But the problem is, if you're working for people like that, you can't work for someone that low quality and expect them to pay for high quality. It sounds, to be honest, like they're a bunch of chances.
£30 an hour, and which is fine. as a subby job, that's all right. Like, I was happy with
only
that.
Only because he's got his pants pulled down.
But you know,
he's
what?
Not the kind of guy that generally pays for £30 an hour because he appreciates what they do. Sounds like he's desperate to keep you. The mistake that you made as well is you went back. Jobs are like fireworks and women, yeah? You never go back.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what I thought? you know what? There's a thousand shit jobs out there I could go to. This one ain't special. Do you know what I mean? But again, I don't know if that's the right attitude. I will spend the next week analysing every single aspect of it, why it's gone down, why I can't keep a job in the subby side of things. I really can't. And I don't know whether it's my expectations, ego, not being good enough. I don't know what the answer is, but I am fucking sick to death of it. And I'm sick to death of really trying hard at everything I do and coming up short. And this does sound like woe is me, but it's not. It's like, what do I need to do to find the fucking answers? Because I'm 41 now and it's not going right.
You know, sometimes, right, when you're decent, as I know, because I'm fucking brilliant, yeah? When you're getting a job and you are decent, you know what you're doing, people get intimidated by you. And I know for a fact, this sounds so fucking up my own arse, yeah? I've been binned off jobs because I know more than the people in charge, right? Fact. I hope that comes across Oprah show, like, yeah? They've got rid of me because I could hold them to talent, yeah? Don't get me wrong. There's times in my life where I've been sacked because I'm shite, yeah? And I was drinking too much and doing stuff like that. But there's plenty to go at, but I think around your local area, it might be another example, right? Lungs.
Here's another example of why this job was so fucking dumb. 250 lights, seven rows. 250 lights, seven rows, with 200 of those lights being...
lights, emergencies.
On the seven rows, and then 50 emergencies, right? And they have to have it being switched to 50%. So they turn it down to 50% for when they're doing shelf stacking and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, save energy and all that green shit.
So nothing. I said, well, that needs to be on contactors. And this div that I was working with, not even a gold card, right? Just a chancer, yeah? Goes, well, why are you using contactors? We can just do it from switching. I was like, yeah, if you'd done it in 4 mil cable, we could. So I phoned Mark because he said all this in front of the boss. And the boss is like, yeah, well, why do we need to spend out on a big old contactor? And I was like, oh, okay. Listen, that's my solution to the problem. So I phoned Mark.
What do they expect when they've got no drawings or design? These things don't come together themselves, do they?
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? I didn't know how to do... I knew that it would need contactors, but I didn't understand the ins and outs of contactors. I've always said I don't really know much about the whole contactor side of things, like designing and speccing it. So I phoned Mark and I talked to him and he talked me through it and we had a good discussion. I understood it, how we're going to do it, enough to be able to relay it. And now I'm in there relaying it. And this geezer turns around and goes, yeah, but we could do the same thing with switching. I was like, if it was wired in like 4 mil cable, we can, but you can't do it. It's all wired in 0.75 because he's a tight cunt.
When you told me that this week, I was like, why is it wiring 0.75 flex, yeah? This is just a prime example of a company that has no idea what they're doing, has no design, has no health and safety, has won a job on, I don't know, fucking prayers and theories, and then he's moaning at everyone come up with solutions to it. I get this a lot. I see this all the time. Every electrical job needs to be designed because when you sign the test sheet, you sign for the design. So therefore, it must be designed in no matter what ways. And everyone says they don't design a job, he's talking shit. So what are they going to do come the end of the job when the tester comes in or someone's going to sign it off? We know what they're going to do. They're going to get Bob down the pub who did a 2391 30 years ago, has been alcoholic since, to sign it off. And then obviously when there was talk of, you ran me about the fire alarm, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which wasn't designed.
There was no design for the fire alarm. There was, I'll tell you what the design was. There was a panel on the drawing and then there was 8 smoke heads. That's it.
No shop premises accessible by the public has ever had a fire alarm put in it without a design, a drawing, a risk assessment, and a sign-off certificate. Not happening. And if it does happen, but people start getting sued. Or the fire is shut down. There's no way you'd have a team of subby sparkies on a job designing the fire alarm system.
Well, this is what I said to him. He goes, oh, insane. Can you do a drawing for me? I was like, no. He goes, what? And then a couple of days later, he goes, oh, yeah, well, you can commission it for us, can't you? And I was like, no.
People go to me, can you do us a drawing? On some of the jobs I'm on, they're like, can you modify this drawing? I'm like, it'll be, I don't know, £55 a sheet. I'm like, well, we're not paying that. Can't you just do a modification? Like, oh, what? So you want me to have a £1,500 a year copy of AutoCAD so I can knock your drawings out for fuck all? Get fucked. You know what I mean? People are, a lot of people out there are piss takers, habitual piss takers. And if you give an inch, they want a mile, don't they? Oh, you can do that, can you? Oh, you can design the firearm, can you? Oh, can you just create me nuclear fusion while you're at it, please? Because I've not done that. You know, what more do you want out of me?
And why has this gone red again?
Don't worry about it going red.
I'm just like, so that really done me in this week. And on Thursday, I was just like, I can't be bothered. And I went home and I was like, oh, maybe I'll go back tomorrow. And I got up and I just was driving there and I just saw a turning. I was like, I'm going home. And I just turned back around and went home. I was done. You're dreading a job like that, there ain't no point.
That's the solution though, isn't it? See, because I love the carnage, I'd just go in there and I'd just be like, well, the first thing people was like, I'd be like, you're a massive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just give them it. But everyone's been there, mate. Once you've got a bit of experience behind your belt, once you think over 26, you sort of know what you're doing, if you've had a proper apprenticeship, not a 5-day wonder course, yeah? Everyone gets like that. I don't think I've ever had lads work with me, or ladies, been willing to like, they go, oh, you know what we could do? Could do it like this. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that'll work. And have a discussion about it. But I don't put any onus on them to design insulation or then blame them for my failures. But this firm sounds like a lot of firms.
And do you know what? I don't think
someone to blame.
I don't know. I just don't know if I'm built for it anymore. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I can do commercial anymore. Like I have to do it, but I'm looking at the whole of the other thing is as well. And this is probably more honest than I should be.
Well,
it's been allegedly. So hard this year earning a penny in terms of the commercial stuff's fallen through the floor, right? So I sort of diversify, start trying to do the domestic thing and sort of supplement that with some commercial jobs when they pop up or go and do a month here, a couple of weeks here to supplement it. But, mate, we are on our arse. Honestly, no money, nothing. Built like ever, like I can't function as a man with no money anymore. It is pissing me off. And I don't understand. Like, I'm earning good money inconsistently, but yeah, shit money regularly isn't any better.
No, but the problem is there's good sparks, yeah, and the arses fell out of domestic. Good spark charge, decent money. Yeah, not stupid money, decent money.
Decent money, but fair now, money.
But when we get into this situation where it's getting a bit tighter, people will go out and be busy fools and undercut you. And they'll be earning nothing. They'll just be moving
it's not,
around.
No, it's not necessarily I'm getting undercut on the domestic work. It's that...
They just didn't any.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to grow a domestic business in this climate. It's not as if you're going to get an overload of work. You need to really grind at it. And I think there's something to be said for getting on the phone and getting proactive. And that's something I haven't done yet. But as of Monday, tomorrow, I'm going to do my little pot of gold database and I'm going to phone every estate agent, every builder within, I don't know, 10 square miles.
Will you be getting the same shit?
No, but you're sort of... You're sort of the master of your own destiny on a different you'll build up people that you want to work for. Do you know what I mean? That you have good relationships with, that you're not getting spoken to like a prick. You are getting appreciated because you're getting recommended. You are building up a different way. It's not as if I'm like a consultant that gets called into one of these jobs. And I think maybe I'll go into, we used to call it all guns blazing. Like coming with a tool belt all loaded up, all my kit, you know, ladder on my shoulder, drums are cabled, a whole lot coming, all guns blazing, like ready to work. And I don't know if that's a good thing as an agency or subby guy. I don't know if that's good.
Do you want me to be honest with you at the risk of upsetting you? And this is advice for everyone, yeah? So I started in the trade when I was 17, 18. Yeah, so I've now been doing it 22 years. How long have you been doing it? Same age as me, but you were a bit late to the game, weren't you?
Yeah, I was much later. I think I'm coming up to 18 years.
Right, so when I got in about... I fucking hate this. Is that like a right billy big ball bastard, yeah? When I got to about my 29, 28, I was like, I ought to get a specialism. I hate that because that other podcast has been doing these all week because they've got no material, yeah? But there's a lot to be said for being a bit of a specialist in some areas. And I've drifted from specialism to specialism, yeah? The problem you've got that you're suffering from now is that 7 years ago, you were making good money as a subby and you didn't think to specialise because...
Yeah. Where's he gone now? What is happening? This is chaos today. So Jamie's gone. Don't know what's happened with him. His phone's probably run out of battery. No, so what he's saying about specialism, he is right. Getting a specialist trade, well, getting a sub trade out of the electrical industry is a really good idea. I was looking at some HV stuff. I'd quite like to get into offshore that, like, I literally can see the wind farm from my house. So it's all pretty cool stuff. But again, when you look into it, hello, mate.
Right. So when I got in about 50 people, bastard. What I've done is, when I've got in my room, I put my charger in my phone, but haven't turned it on. So the charger's run out. So now we've got to wing it like this.
This is what we're dealing with.
Look, we're roughing it. But yeah, I'm now on my laptop in my room. But yeah, I don't know where it cut off, but you failed to specialise. And that's now becoming a problem for you. That's where I got to.
But I think I'm at the stage now. I'm currently at a low ebb, and I have been for a couple of months about everything, because I think I suffer from something called immediatism. I need to be, if I do something, it needs to work immediately. Come on.
Yeah, I'm back. I've got backups on backups, mate. Right. I lose count of how many times I've told you go and do your tutoring now. I think you're capable of doing it, yeah?
But you just want to do it.
Well, stop. Well, don't come on here moaning then. This isn't self-help group.
No, like, this is what I'm saying. I don't know where my future lies.
Positive problems.
But I don't know whether my future lies in doing this. To be honest with you, when I look back at everything I have done in the electrical industry, I am quite proud of it, right? So yeah. So I've done the electrical union, although it turned into a massive cluster. I was proud of that, and we've done some really good achievements. We've got a lot of people paid, and we've done a lot with that. And then starting up this podcast, it's been a rocky road.
You said anything about this, like, right? You said, oh, I want 5,000. We're never going to get 5,000. The people that watch it enjoy it. We're never going to get 5,000, even if we pumped hundreds of pounds into it. It's just...
I don't agree. I think we could do more. We just don't have the time or the funds to
look at Trade Legends. They put loads of money into that. They still only get 400 views.
It's not us, though. No, I don't know, man. That, like, this episode is me being totally moaning, but being very honest about where I am and the fact that I'm completely on my ass again.
I tell you what, you got to start right. It was a long drag getting through it, and even Dave said you sound like his wife, but I let you do it because I think other people have felt like that.
Yes.
So, like, they need to hear that. They need to know it's not just them.
Yeah, and I thought that's why I don't like doing stuff like this, but I think it's important that you do stuff like this. If we're not really in any position. We're a two-bob podcast that comes out every week about the electrical industry. But
the most attempted to be sued podcast in the electrical industry.
But the people that do follow us, I do think will appreciate this conversation, because it's an important conversation, because I bet there's a million people being in this position.
There's no real sparkies, especially the self-employed lads out there and ladies that don't feel like this or haven't felt like this. I've been like that. I felt like that. And that's the nature of the beast. I'm at work now at the weekend with my kids because I don't know if I'm going to continue to get work. I might be looking for moving my job. So I'm here now, chucking up the pile, getting ready.
So let's talk about you for a minute.
I might not get any more work. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about you for a minute. You transitioned into a PAYE job in ECNI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that journey now?
Some people from my employer watch this, yeah. So what I will say is, I'm not saying anything I haven't told them already. I like to earn or learn. And at the minute, I'm not doing either. And I'm hitting that 50 grand ceiling, which is depressing because you feel like you can't better yourself. And at the minute, I feel like if I went on my own, I could do better for myself. And also, I miss the hustle. So what you're suffering from, I miss that hustle and bustle.
No, but it's only good if it works out, though. If you're hustling and it don't work out, you're a prick.
Well, I look like a right dick on this podcast. I miss it, though. I miss the hustle, I miss dealing with people. I'm not being negative. The firm I work for are great, yeah? And maybe someone my age who hadn't been self-employed would absolutely lap it up. But I have been self-employed, and I do know I enjoy it. So, yeah, I don't know where that's going to go, but I'm looking about. People would notice I started an Instagram page for my own business the other day, which is like 19 years late. I'm away at the weekend, as you can see, working here. And I just like that. What's the bustle, mate? I think I don't know many people who are self-employed that have gone successfully back to PAYE jobs, because it's like being a fish out of water. But we'll see. I haven't found out my company. They're all right. They're a good company. I would never slag them off. But it's me. I'm the problem.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. It's a funny thing, isn't it? It's like, are these companies a problem, or are we the problem for not being malleable enough to fit in with how they want to do stuff? Because we are such...
Yeah. What I'll say is, yeah, is at the minute, obviously, I'm not going to call them a bunch of dicks, because they're not. But that comment is not going to change much if I leave. I'm not going to slag them off, because they've been all right to me, you know what I mean? They've given more than most companies give, and they've been quite flexible with me. But there's a few things that I would go into afterwards that maybe aren't going my way, yeah? But realistically, I've got to admit that mostly it's me. When I get bored, I'm dangerous. I'm super dangerous. If I get bored, bad things start to happen, because I start looking for trouble, looking for things to entertain me. And that is not a great look. But if you're not learning or earning, then you're not using this, then it all goes a bit wrong for me. So I've got to make a change in that. But sounds like you're not earning or learning, but you've got to find
something. It's a funny scenario, because I am quite fortunate, because we do make a bit of money from the old podcast, do make a bit of money from the shop, although not so much lately. And then, you know, we've got some other income revenue that comes into our house as a whole. But generally, a professional career as a dad, as a husband, as a provider, I'm really falling short, and I'm really fucking sick of it at 41 years old. Pissed off.
Don't they say that, like, some of the best people, some of the most interesting people that I know still don't know what they want to do now? Like, you know what I mean? You don't find a niche yet. You might find something, but if you don't start looking around or doing, you don't do anything. I've told you to do a 2391. If you don't like it, it's been the backbone, isn't it? You haven't done SMTMS that you could go and do.
Let me tell you something about this year.
Got right? Your own shit.
I haven't had any money to do anything. Literally, we are running on almost empty most of the time. And when it does come up, there's other shit that needs to be bought. Do you know what I mean? I have literally haven't even had 200 quid to bang onto a spare to bang on. That's how shit it's been.
It's a common thing, yeah, and I get it, and I don't want to sound like I'm taking your suckers, but the problem is, when times are good, that's when you've got to prepare for the worst, don't you? It's like SMTMS is. I think now SSTS and SMTSS, they're getting pretty much essential. They pretty much replace Alpha Safety Passport course. I'm going to do that. I'm looking at doing that electrical O&M, the design software. I want to do a course with them and learn that software. That's something I really plan to do over the next year, because I'm 41. When I get to about 45, 50, maybe I would like to do more consulting and design. But if I don't learn a good bit of software, I'm not going to be able to. So that is some. So my plans this year, I'll put my cards over, yeah? I want to do my SMSST, is it? The five-day one? And I want to do the electrical O&M course and get into that. That's where I'm going. They're the plans I've got to move forward. Sam's head is incredibly still, which makes me think the connection dropped off then. But he's
no, I was just reading the
Yeah,
I'm
that's
where I'm
at. Next year, if I was on this podcast next year, if I'd been sued into oblivion by manufacturers with leaky fuse boards, I want to have my triple S, the manager's ST, fucking S, whatever it's called.
SMSTS.
What a stupid name. Give it a nice name, like, I don't know, Vera or something. And I want to have done, I want to be able to be a reasonably proficient user of electrical O&M. That's where I'm at. Where are you going?
Absolutely loves that. He absolutely loves that.
Why don't you learn how to use it then, instead of being a massive fanny?
Like, I don't know how I would even deploy that in my role at the moment. So,
you know, surgeons who do heart surgery, you know, at some point in their life, they didn't know how they was going to do that, did they?
No. But here's the thing. I'm trying to transition away from that commercial world and just do my own stuff. Be a one-man band for now. I want to get a successful one-man band going. And to be successful
one-man
band...
Is this your manifesto for next year, then? Next 12 months? What are you doing? Tell me.
But I want my SMSTS as well, just because if I need to pick up some work, I don't want to go in as a bum spark no more.
See, that's proper planning. That's how you should be thinking. I want to do this, and in case I do that.
But, however, it like to a successful business for me over the next 12 months would be as if I could nick £200 a day domestically. If I can nick that, which actually isn't that hard.
No.
It's really not, right? For a decent electrician who's got his basic bits in place, you should be able to nick £200 a day.
Yeah.
Once you're nicking £200 a day, you'll never look at subbing again. Because that world is so tough and it's so soulless. And if you care about your trade, you just can't be in it because no one cares. No one wants you to do a good job. No one wants to buy quality materials. They all want to buy it. Like, I don't know if you've seen 1.5-8 screws lately, but the heads are just breaking off. Like, what are we doing?
It's because wholesalers do sell shit. Right, electrical wholesalers sell shit screws. That's why I always buy
them. It's got so bad. You know, in red tubs, like contractor tubs, the red and green.
They're
crap. Tubs.
They're absolute garbage.
But they never used to be.
No, but they are now.
They're terrible. Terrible. Everything's shit.
I think this is, again, I've got to say this, I keep saying this, geographically, the location you're in, that's what it's like. There are places around me, there are lower and there are bottom feeds and there are better people. But I don't know, mate, you've got to get some niche. You've got to stick to some. If you're going to go to the domestic, you've got to go ball deep in it, by the sounds of it.
I am. Again, it's just the struggle is real at the moment. And you have to look at why the struggle's real. And see if you can. I don't know. I'm in a bit of a bum trap at the moment.
Will you be out of it by next week?
Don't know. Maybe.
Maybe I'll have to get another person on. But
maybe I'll just start taking tramadol again.
I don't think that's good for your fuse board installation, though. Do you? Have we got any good notes to finish this on? Have we got any better, more happier stuff?
Don't know, really.
I think it's in the comments, mate. I think you ought to go back for this because a lot of people say the same thing. Like, they've been there, felt like it.
Yeah, but probably not at my age, they ain't.
Well, I want to go back on. I want to go back on my own, even though it's hard to grab, because I think I've got another good 10 years left in me on the tools.
I do. I think I've got 10 years in me, but I also, we're not getting any younger. We do need to have an exit strategy. What is the exit strategy?
You know what? I worked with a guy, right? And he wanted to work till he died. He says, I'd rather die at work. And you know what? One of the a gaffer I had, I'll not say where it was because it was recent, but he's in his 70s and he's still reasonably switched on at the stuff, right? And one guy I know, he's like, I'm going to work till I die. And his missus made him retire. And he just kept saying, he goes, I know a guy I was down the pit with, and as soon as he stopped working, he died. Just drop dead because there was no going off.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could be
in his old
boys with like a shed with all your shit in. But, you know, a guy I know, he left work, he built a big shed in his garden, filled it full of woodworking tools, he was going to make furniture. And he fucking hated it because there was no pressure there. There was no, like, it was just him doing what he wanted.
Mate, let me tell you. You know, they say, like, if you win the lottery, most of the time, people will spend it because they didn't earn it. Then they'll go away broke. Funny story, actually. The house that I live in now that we bought it off a woman whose mum had won the lottery. And she had won something like £4 million.
Yeah.
She got so skint that to buy this house at the time for something like £126,000. And they done it up. And then she died. And then it went to her daughter, and then we moved in. So, you know, like that whole thing of, but if I won the lottery, I'm telling you now, I wouldn't be poor because I've worked so hard for so long trying to get some sort of rich success going on that if I won it, I'd be like, well, I've fucking earned this. I'm sweet.
You'd get bored though, wouldn't you?
I'd go and have track days at Brands Hatch on motorbikes. I'd go and buy 30 motorbikes and just go around polishing them all day.
Now you're thinking about things. You know what I'd do? I'd have an absolutely banging train set. It'd be mint.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd have a train set. In fact, I'd have another one just sit on and drive around your garden and have one of them bastards and just chug around on it all day. But then again, would that get boring?
When that gets boring, you go and do something. You get another hobby that you can do really well. Like,
yeah, but you've got to stay active. Is the point? You've got to stay active. If you don't stay active, you'll just die or start drinking like Michael Carroll.
But these people, they take. Yeah, I
you look a bit like Michael Carroll, actually, don't you? You got that vibe going on.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me I look like your mum. But no, it's like you can find a million things you're interested in. I love collecting knives. I could get some nice, decent knives.
I don't think you should extend that hobby if you win the lottery. You know what I mean?
No, I would.
It's a lot of knives.
And air rifles and bows and arrows. And like go and have lessons with the best archers in the world to really learn how to do an arrow. Like, and then maybe I might want to take up skateboarding. Who knows? Or mountain biking.
Would you do your 2-3-9-1?
No, I wouldn't. Do you know what I'd do? Loser. I'd make a square tub, yeah? And I'd put all my tools in it. I'd put all my tools in it, fill it up to the top, and then pour epoxy resin in it. And then just have it on a plinth and just look at it and be like, fucking never touching them again.
Oh, mate, I'd buy more tools. I'd be buying more tools. I'd buy every tool. I'd have metalworking tools and all that, welders.
Yeah, I'd have a garage with all that stuff in, but my electrical tools save all your old ones as a legacy. Would be there as like a shrine to what it was.
Do you know who's got one of them? I think about Toy Story before. You know JCB? You've got a big place near Stoke-on-Trent, a massive factory, like giant.
Yeah, I've seen it.
When you walk in there, there's a massive atrium, big round atrium with a glass roof, and in the middle of it, there's a welder coated in silver, and that's the first welder he bought to make his first JCB in there. You'd be like that, would you? But have some modern art installation for all your old shitty.
Yeah, I'd look at it every day and be like, I did earn this. Someone should pay me £5 million to retire.
I don't think they're going to. Also, if anyone's listening, if anyone's got this far Monday morning, listening to Sam's rant earlier on, he's stopped for breath now. What's going on in the chat anyway? Let's see what everyone's got to say about it.
Yeah, it's been popping right off.
By CAD, Trimble? Yeah, what about? I don't know. You've got to get this niece. People with CAD. I've a lot of people asked me about CAD and that. That's definitely an option for Sparkies. Anyone's in the chat as well. If anyone's moving on, what do you want to move on into? Because you can't naturally progress. Not everyone. You can't just be an installation Sparky for your whole career unless you're. Have no desire to move up. You've got to move into the niche of the trade. That's probably one of the reasons why the trade is so shit. I must put this one, actually. I was talking to Mark this week. I'm not naming which market it is, but it doesn't take a year to work out, yeah? And we're discussing the training industry because I've looked at some training jobs and they are absolutely crying out for trainers and paying silly money. And I believe, again, that is because...
I would fucking hate that.
All the people that have come late into the trade don't have the capabilities to teach. And now training for electrical stuff is absolutely dire. If you are a decent spark, you think you can sign for people and talk about it, there's some good money to be made there. Like, you're talking plus 40 an hour.
So you just said this, hold on. It's quite a good one. He's so angry, he's even digging out the screws. Daniel Datzel.
Screws of shit. Daniel. Lay raw plugs.
Daniel, dickhead. Pauses. That was funny, though. Yeah, to be honest with you, it's just a vent. It's Sunday night.
I mean, it's a mudslinger, Sam. It is a miracle this podcast is getting towards the end because my phone's run out of battery. I got cut off. It's all going off. So, yeah, bit low effort this week, but I did want to make the effort to come on.
No, but I appreciate you putting in the effort for once and actually turning up.
Don't be like that. I love coming on here. I really enjoyed Kimmy's last week. I've got a bone to pick with her. Yeah. She comes on giving up that Billy Big Ball bollocks about you're fucking you got your own destiny and all that. I didn't even think about leaving work to listen to that podcast. And now I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go on my own and be a man.
Good, I know. See, that's another thing that triggered me. That podcast. You just look at Kimmy and she's just got this like indomitable spirit where she's just about it. Like she just completely has all these shit things happen, but just dust it off and she's going again. Although she is a lot younger.
This is not made up for the podcast because nothing is, because obviously this is just a factual piece of information. I come up to Middlesbrough a couple of weeks ago, where I am now, doing some work on this job again. And the podcast on the Sunday, and I saved it because I drove home on the Tuesday night about 11 o'clock at night. And I quite enjoyed being back here doing some proper work, you know, like moving around, not just driving around in my van, just doing some actual graft. Yeah. I listened to that podcast, and by the time I got home, I was fired up, like, right, I'm going back on my own. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to go and do this. And I was like, it had a real good effect on me, actually. You know what I mean? It kicked me up the arse, and that is her fault. I think it was, I got loads of time for Kimmy. I think she's brilliant, honestly.
Yeah, she is.
Anyone that thinks she's a proper spark, doing a day and day job, follow on Instagram, it's amazing. And if my business fails, I'm going to knock on her door until it's all her fucking fault. So be ready for that, Kimmy.
No, do you know what? I would say your Instagram and Kimmy's Instagram are two of the most interesting for electricians on Instagram at the moment. I'm starting to follow a lot more on Instagram just because I do
it's
like
great platform. And what it I will is. Say is just recently my content's been shit on Instagram because I ain't got any. So you know that earning or learning thing I was saying? I don't put anything on Instagram I don't think it's worth watching or knowing. If you already know it, tough shit. I don't put anything on there where I don't think people want to either find it funny or move on. And people may have noticed if you follow me on Instagram that it's been a bit barren on there, and that's because the work's been barren. And that's what's led me to my natural boredom with it, is that I haven't got anything else to do. It's just the same old shite. There's only so many times you can slag off, pull through RJ45 plugs and Unilights, and I've got no material at the minute. So apologies if you're hanging out for me to do something.
Although also, I've got the Seminar
new tester coming on soon, what I've been doing.
Also, a big shout out to Bundy. He's got his 100,000. Yeah. And like I say, with Bundy's 100,000, I would say Bundy's 100,000 are the most legit 100,000. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they haven't come from shorts. They haven't come from buying them. They haven't come from any of that. Not saying that other people's have come from buying them, but maybe some have. And then...
Who's the biggest artisan still?
No, it's Efix, isn't it?
No, I mean proper Spark is.
Naughty. Gary is a proper Spark.
Yeah, but they're an advert. Who's the biggest in the... Well, I suppose artisan a lot of times, but it's proper Sparky work.
I think... Yeah,
Efix is not proper Sparky YouTube. It's just advertising. It's not proper.
Are Sparky we proper Sparky YouTube? I don't know.
If you like watching Men in a Shed, Artisan's the biggest proper Sparky. Although yeah. It's business.
But you look at him.
A lot of civilians watch them.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
I don't want to be rude, right? I don't want to take it the wrong way, but I will say it because that's my job. I think Nick's content's got loads more interesting for actual electricians since Adam's gone. I don't know. I don't think it was planned. I just think it's not. I'm not saying it's because of that reason. We're saying the stuff he puts out at the minute for people who are actually younger in the trade is, I think it's really good quality for actual electricians.
Yeah,
it's actual electrical content. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because he's more focused on a business. I don't know. But I'm not. I'm
the
just
thing
saying
is, a lot of
brilliant.
People. The thing is with Nick, because he got into it young, especially into the YouTubing young, people don't really understand that he's actually. Not only really good spark when it, like being quick and accurate with what he does, he's got all the tools to make his life easier, and he's actually way more technical than a lot of people give him credit for.
The one he pulled the other day that really made me think he's done a lot of stuff, he shows a lot of stuff, yeah, but the one they put up the other day, which I think was just after Adam left, that I thought that's a fucking brilliant video for anyone who's new to the game. Was what to do when the plasterer cuts your holes too big in the plasterboard. Did you see it?
No.
You know when you've got a normal double socket, but the plasterer puts a hole in it, you can fit a toilet through?
Yeah.
He did a video about cutting out some like plasterboard washers. Obviously, it weren't new to me, but the way he delivered it, and for new people, I thought that is really, really good. That's like a proper good apprentice video. If anyone's not seen it, you're younger watching it, quality video. But yeah, I think his content, the fuse board when he did, how much profit's in a fuse board? Just thought he's getting a bit more... I feel like Nick's getting a bit more renegade. I quite like it.
Well, I think he's absolutely.
But yeah, he got 100K though, which is amazing.
And it's funny because he's always been very popular amongst Sparks, but like in the race with the others, he was always like never quite there. They've always been bigger than him, but his refusal to get involved in. The quick way of gaining subscribers, I think, is paying off now. I think people respect his 100,000 more.
Is that short?
Yeah, shorts and stuff like that. And I think
what's really annoying is, as someone who does do a bit of YouTube, is I put a video out of me stood next to my fuse box there going, "Who's this shit? Oh, it's my fuse board." Like 10 seconds short, you get 6,000 views on that. You put out a bit of quality electrical engineering, like an R2 video, you get 200. But it won't stop doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like people just want fast content. But most of those people aren't electricians, and I'm only interested in electricians. Oh, I'm a wife, of course. But yeah, it's how much can YouTube can they be? You know what I mean? It can't go on forever. You can't keep producing this crap forever. I can't.
Well, mate, we do fucking 52 hours a year at the moment. We're doing 52 hours a year.
One thing I also, I don't know if I said this to you the other day, yeah? So when I do electrical content on Instagram, say I do like, say I'm doing a task and I record, you know, the little 1 minute video. Say I record four or five of them during the day, and that equates to 5 minutes total time about me doing something, yeah? What I'll do is when I want to, when I want to record it and use it on YouTube, I put my phone that way. And then what I'll do is I screen record the story. Then I have to get it home, get it on my computer, stick it in Premiere Pro, edit it, put it on YouTube, yeah? For maybe a 5 to 15 minute video, that could take me like an hour. How are some of these people? And I know Nick was always on editing. How are they churning out 2 or 3 a week? It's absolutely amazing the workflows they've got. But I just can't bother with it. That's the problem. And obviously, David Savory putting out another hour-long video on FDDs. What a load of shite that was.
I've even started watching more of these technical videos to try and brush up on things. And I found these videos really, really interesting and learned quite a lot from them.
You're getting back because you used to watch electrical stuff and now you're into it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's like, I don't know. Certain things will grab my attention. I've got very little attention span for stuff that's boring now. I end up just looking on my phone.
Is but this listen, what I've told you videos to watch and you've watched them?
Yes.
David Savory is still the master of electrical trade, I don't care what anyone says. Still, the technical content and the delivery is...
The technical content and the production of it is the best. The best, it just is.
I'm jealous because he can write and I can't. That's what it is, it's planning and writing.
It's just so well thought out. It's so well thought out, like... It's just put together beautifully, and then he does some dumb things in it. He's always drinking and stuff.
I'm going to have to say, yeah, because we're about YouTube. That David Savory's AFDD saga, which I think are we like three videos deep now?
I think so. I haven't watched the latest one.
It is. It's like Watchdog, the TV program Watchdog. Yeah, right. He has pummeled Hager into the ground and absolutely justified it with evidence in that.
How he ain't got a cease and desist, I don't know. All right,
you've got 3 hours. I think they just don't want to miss there. You've probably got about 3 hours to watch. If you ever watched David Savory's AFDD saga with the Hager
unbelievable.
Thing, essential viewing and just gets you into a really nice technical vibe. It's banging. The last one.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. Like, honestly, Hager's got some questions to answer and wish they would. Because they might have legit answers for them questions.
See, what we should say is earlier on when I saw threat to sue me, once we went back to them and put some truths in, they actually apologised and they went sorry. And that's why tonight they haven't got named and we haven't made the product. But we're just talking about it because it's things that happens to us, yeah? I can't work out Ager's stance on this one with Dave. Like, he's clearly onto something. Now, they should be able to offer their technical solution as to why he's not getting the results he wants and every other manufacturer is. He's got the British standard for AFDD testing and cross-references tests which actually comply with it. It's like, Hager, for fuck's sake, man, you make yourself look really stupid. And it doesn't matter if they're technically right. Most sparkers will watch that and go, you know what? That's a bit wee-wah-woo-wah, isn't it? So, yeah, it's good
stuff. Listen, if you're a sparky and you watch that, guaranteed you won't be fitting Hager AFDDs.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm because not.
If they don't, if you go and fit, here's the thing. If you go over the course of the next year, you go and fit 12 fuse boards, yeah? And some of them have Hager AFDDs in it. If they get a recall on them, what, you've got to go back to them 12 houses because you've got to switch them out. Hager ain't going to pay you to switch them out, yeah,
say you fit ball bag fuse boards and they have a recall on their AFDDs, yeah? They're going to say, oh, we've got a problem. You need to collect them. We'll pay you some money for it, yeah? It's our fault. This Hager one, they're going to say, oh, by the way, you need to update the software. Off you fucking trot.
Yeah, what? Again.
What
no.
the fuck?
Because you're not going to go...
That'll save you 3 hours watching these videos. No, it won't really, but yeah. He's brought up so many interesting points with that Bluetooth upgrade. It's unbelievable. It's outstanding work. He will probably be winning our Christmas prize for most outstanding bell of the year on YouTube.
But when you think about that upgrading the software and AFDD... So you go and put in a nice new fuse board at my dad's house, right? My dad's had 4 strokes. He's all right, but he's not particularly all right. He's a bit like a zombie. You try and explain to him that you need to, like a stranger, come around. My dad's proper cagey with people. to come round to the house, knock on the door, and go, "Oh, you all right? We need to update the software on your AFDD."
Be like, "Get out, you twat!"
Yeah, fuck off. Off you go.
The other day, I went onto App Store. Use Apple. I went to App Store just to look for an Apple Watch to download, and it says there's some updates available. And I've only got like 3 pages of apps on the iPhone, and virtually every single one of them needed an upgrade. Yeah, so I did it. It's security stuff in it. It should keep up to date. And I had 60 apps out of my phone out of date. That was bad enough to update them, and they're on my phone. Never mind trying to update fucking 13 AFDDs individually. And then, like I say,
it's unlikely you would do a whole fuse board in them, though.
Well, go back to fuses. If it blew, you changed it. No, it would have gone from fuses, the fuse wire that burns out with heat, to now fucking Bluetooth upgrading your AFDDs. No, mate, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a need to install them. I think it's an absolute gimmick. Until Verso bring it out, and then it'd be the best thing ever.
They'll be on Wi-Fi though, and they'll get
Starlink. If Verso do it, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. I'm just saying.
Only because you sell it, you'd sell out, bastard.
Electricianspod.shop.
Buy Unilights. No, that's wrong. Buy Shelving. I know. Sorry, just guess they've seen it.
Right.
It's a miracle we've got this far. Let's wrap it up because my room is roasting.
Right. Electricians Podcast, we are out.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Press stop then, you tit. Bye-bye.